This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA and right now breaks down the condition ratings for cotton.
Cotton condition for the week ending August 23rd, 46% good to excellent. That's up a percentage point from last week, 25% very poor to poor. That is up 3 percentage points. So we're seeing increases in both the very poor to poor and good to excellent ratings. So a mixed bag of changes this week. Texas, though, the number one cotton production state, we saw another increase in the very poor to poor ratings. Now 37% of the state's crop rated very poor to poor. That's up from 33% a week ago. Compare this to last year. This year's cotton, despite the issues in many areas, a little better than this time a year ago, 43% good to excellent and 17% very poor to poor.
That's Brad Rippey, a meteorologist with USDA. And as we consider cotton conditions, it's important to note about 50% of the cotton has been harvested from the upper coastal bend region along the Gulf Coast in Texas. That is an area with quite a few acres of cotton and also threatened by Hurricane Laura. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.